Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no God-given right to operate a school system. I once had a very high-level Christian attorney tell me that it's perfectly acceptable for the civil government to operate a school system. His reason was that there's no biblical prohibition against them doing so. This was and is an interesting assertion, and an incorrect one. There is a prohibition against the civil government operating a school system. Just read Romans 13. Where does exercising the power of the sword give justification for advancing humanism or Christianity? By force. It doesn't. I can reduce the assertion of civil government carte blanche to an absurdity. First, just as the church government is comprised of humans, the civil government is comprised of humans. Second, to say humans acting as the civil government can do whatever they want absent a biblical prohibition means the civil government can take your house. After all, there's no biblical prohibition against that, right? If you use your imagination, you can come up with an infinite amount of things the civil government is not prohibited biblically from doing. But Romans 13 does not merely articulate what the civil government is supposed to do, it articulates the limits of what is to be done. That is, Romans 13 does prohibit the use of the sword except to punish evildoers. That naturally precludes operating a school system. Separately, God articulates affirmative commands to the family and church governments to teach and spread the gospel. All those principles together mean the civil government has no right to operate a school system. And I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting that civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.